From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Dow jumped above 19,000 in opening trade Tuesday for the first time as U.S. stocks continue to rally after Republicans swept the November 8th presidential and congressional elections. The Dow got as high as 19,007.81 shortly after the opening bell. President-elect Donald Trump says his first day in office will include issuing formal notification that the United States is withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TTP. That is a huge 12-nation, Asian-focused trade deal. China, which is not part of the TPP, greeted the news enthusiastically, saying it hopes for early results in negotiations for its own alternative giant Asian trade pact. Meanwhile, U.S.-Asian trading partners were not as pleased. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a video message posted to YouTube Monday, Trump called the U.S. withdrawal from TPP a top early priority for his administration.
I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
Ministers from TPP countries signed the agreement in February of 2016. Among them was Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who told reporters Tuesday that without U.S. involvement, the trade agreement is meaningless. Australia's trade minister called Trump's decision disappointing, but held out hope the United States might reconsider. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An Egyptian appeals court Tuesday quashed one of two life sentences handed down to Mohamed Morsi. It's the Islamic ex-president's second appeals victory in a week. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert warning in the run-up to the end-of-the-year holiday season, warning Americans of a heightened risk of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. U.S. citizens are advised to exercise caution at holiday festivals, events, and outdoor markets. South Africa's government has slowed its nuclear power expansion plans, according to a draft energy paper, although the state energy utility Eskom said the country should stick to its original plan of bringing a new plant online by 2025. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, measured by U.S. seismologists at 6.9, and while seismologists in Japan measured at 7.4, it struck off the coast of the Fukushima Prefecture. A 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore. The quake struck 11 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of the Japanese capital of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6-magnitude earthquakes than probably any other country in the world. But yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. In Turkey, the government has withdrawn a proposed law that would have given amnesty to those convicted of having sex with a girl under the age of 18 if they married the victim. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the withdrawal just hours before Parliament was set to vote the legislation into law.
Muhalefet partilerine kendi önerilerini geliştirilmeleri için.
He said these issues will be discussed by a parliamentary commission. Nationwide protests against the proposed law have been held across the country. The controversy appears to cut across the country's deep political divide, especially drawing women from all segments of society. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Meanwhile, Turkey also Tuesday dismissed 15,000 more civil servants, police officers, and military personnel. It all is happening under a state of emergency imposed after the July failed coup. Renewed clashes between Yemeni government forces and rebels killed more than 40 people Tuesday, according to military officials. It comes a day after a fragile 48-hour ceasefire expired. The UN Tuesday announced a resumption of aid to some 85,000 Syrian refugees that are stranded along Jordan's border with Syria. Amman describes the area a military zone. And more than half of the world's population does not use the internet, according to the United Nations. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.